So originally, I wanted to present the paper as posted in the internet with the title Graph Typology of Ancient Chinese and Sumerian Writing Systems. But during the preparation of the conference, which lasted almost 1 year, the article was formally published in the special issue of Oriental Studies. We have put this special issue in the paperbacks of the conference, so everybody have already got a copy. So I have changed my topic. Now, the title of my presentation is The Accounts of the Origin of Writing from Sumer, Egypt, and China, and Comparative Perspective. This paper is the outcome of the state-funded research project, the Comparative Study on the Ancient Writing Systems, conducted collectively by Professor Yan Haiying, History Department, Peking University, Professor Ge Yinghui, also present here, Department of Archaeology, Peking University, and me. So this paper is co-authored. Since the whole paper is already printed in the brochure of the abstracts of the papers of the conference, I will not read the paper but present it in outlines. In this paper, we have collected and analyzed the textual information about the early writing systems from Sumer, Egypt, and China. To be more concrete, we have studied what the indigenous traditions, that is, what the Sumerians, the Egyptians, and the Chinese, the Egyptian and the Chinese scholars had to say about these four aspects of writing. The first inventor of writing. Who invented writing? This might have been the first question that the ancient literati tried to answer in their essays and storytellings. It is generally held by Sumerologists that Enmeka was the inventor of a writing system, the Sumerian writing. But a closer look at the epic tale reveals a different picture. Enmeka was not the inventor of a Sumerian writing ex nihilo, but the first man who wrote existing cuneiform on a tablet and used it for a diplomatic purpose. In other words, Enmeka was not the one who invented writing for the first time, but the one who transformed writing already in existence from a material that remains unmentioned in the text to clay. For detailed argument, see Gong 2005. I will give you the article if somebody is interested. I will be happy to give you a copy. Who was the inventor of the Sumerian writing? For this question, there is no direct answer from the texts, but an indirect one. For this, we have to turn our attention to the bewildering word Mei that has given rise to many scholarly discussions and controversial opinions. Here are some of them, but I will not read them. My colleague Mr. Glasnier, who is present today, is the foremost expert on May among the participants, but I hope I have not offended anybody by saying this. He wrote about May already in 1988, but I'm not quoting him. I did not quote him because I'm not competent enough in French to make a presentation. What does May have to do with the origin of writing? In a Sumerian myth, Inanna and Enki, more than 100 Mei were listed, among which Namdupsa, the scribal art. The Mei were originally in Enki's possession, but were brought from Eridu to Uruk by Inanna. This indicates that the Mei did not exist in the human world before they were brought there from the divine world, which means the Mei were not things or conceptions created or developed by human beings. But who created them? Were they ever created? By answering this question, Oster wrote recently, the Mei are never said to have been created by any particular god. It rather seems that the Mei were a kind of raw materials available to gods who could avail themselves of them. But this does not seem to be true, since we have a text saying, in German translation, Dein Fürst, Numania, der Stier, der die Mei gezeugt hat, die Mutter Ningel, die große Herrin deines Kiur, die die Mei geboren hat. This passage shows unmistakably that the Sumerians regarded Enlil and his wife Ninlil as the creators of May. May comprises describer art. Enlil and Ninlil created May. The conclusion must be Enlil and Ninlil created the scribal art, that is, the writing. Just as the Sumerians, the ancient Egyptians also ascribed the invention of their writing to the god. According to hymnal composition, it was Thoth who invented the Egyptian writing. But I will jump over the quotation from the hymn. jump to the Chinese part. As for the inventor of the Chinese writing, there were different traditions. Shi Huang created pictures, Ju Yong and Cang Jie created the scripts. Cang Jie created the scripts, and in ancient times, perhaps in better English, in remote antiquity, Fu Xi ruled the whole world. It was he who began to draw the eight trigrams, create the scripts, in order to substitute the system of tying knots. From this, the documentation has originated. So Fu Qi was a legendary emperor. Shi Huang, Ju Yong, and Cang Jie, if they were different persons, were legendary sages. They were all human beings, not gods, which shows that ancient Chinese literati regarded the origin of Chinese writing as secular. To conclude the first part, while the creation of the Sumerian cuneiform and the Egyptian hieroglyphics were ascribed to gods, the creation of the Chinese writing was ascribed to their cultural heroes. Now, about the reason for creation of writing. The Sumerian epic, Enmigha and the Log of Arata, informs us not only the invention of writing on tablets, but also of the circumstance or reason why the writing on tablet was invented. We read in the composition, because the messenger, whose mouth was heavy, was not able to repeat it, the Lord of Kulaba patted some clay and wrote the message as if on a tablet. Formerly, the writing of messages on clay was not established. This passage clearly shows that the aim of the invention for the invention of writing on tablet was to help the messenger remember what he was told. The author of this composition was transmitting a message, namely, writing on tablet was invented to help man store and transmit information at the moment where man's memory failed to do so. In the eyes of the Egyptians, the invention of writing was closely related with mnemonics too. When the god Thoth came to Thammuz, the Egyptian king, to show his inventions, Thammuz was skeptical of the usefulness of his inventions. Thoth had to enumerate the uses of each of his inventions at request. When he came to enumerate the use of letters, he said, "This invention, O king, will make the Egyptians wiser and will improve their memories, for it is an elixir of memory and wisdom that I have discovered." Short as this statement is, it contains a clear answer to the question why writing should be invented, in order to improve man's memory. But why should man's memory be improved? The answer is already embedded in Thoth's reply. The reason was that man had contracted amnesia. What Thoth invented was nothing but a cure of this disease. The time in which the ancient Egyptians began to suffer from amnesia was what we call certain stage of the development of human society. It was a stage in which, during which the need for recording language emerged because of the growing complexity of economy and social organization. Some of the interpretations on the origin of Chinese writing made by the ancient Chinese scholars touched upon the social and economic factors. Some also mentioned the mnemonic features of the early stage of writing. So we have statements such as, "The script is used to write the name of everything." Such a statement embodies the message that the writing emerged after everything had been given a name. And it emerged because there had been a necessity to write the names down to preserve them from being forgotten. Writing with cut edges serve as contract for a contract for trading commodities, each party holds one copy so that the contract can be checked later on. Here, the function of the writing with cut edges was clear. It was used to help the trading parties remember the details of the transaction. That would mean that writing in this case stored information for the later checking, and therefore it was a mnemonic. So we have also a statement like writing was brought. Writing was brought into existence when pictures failed to transmit the meanings, and the pictures were brought into existence when writing failed to let people see images. That is, writing was created to transmit messages which cannot be transmitted by pictures. Writing and pictures do not exclude from each other. Rather, they are supplementary to each other. Now, about forerunners of writing. The development of the independently originated early writing systems known at present is notably a long process. Long before any writing system was created, a rich repertoire of pictures and symbols were in use. We would argue that these pictures and the symbols did not only give rise to the idea of writing, but also served as a source for creating scriptographs. Furthermore, methods of recording events or counting numbers like tying knots, ancient China, and storing tokens, ancient Near East, were in use before writing. These devices also contributed to the breeding of the idea of writing, and at the same time served as a source for creating scriptographs. The ancient Chinese scriptographs 10, 20, 30, and 40 are based on the corresponding tied knots. The early scripts discovered from Uruk, such as these, or these, are presumably based on tokens. In this sense, the independently developed early writing systems were not created ex nihilo, but dependent on forerunners of the one form or the other. Now, let us take a look at what the ancient scholars had to say about this problem. But I will jump over the Mesopotamian. I will leave out the Mesopotamian and the Egyptian case and jump directly to the Chinese case, which is different from those of Sumer and Egypt. In Chinese documents, we have four versions for this question. One, the version one is from tying knots to writing. So we have a document saying, in ancient times, tying knots was used to govern affairs. The sages of later period changed it to writing. Or in ancient times, or in the remote antiquity, Fu Xi ruled the whole world. It was he who began to draw the eight trigrams, create scripts in order to substitute the system of tying knots. From this, the documentation has originated. These quotations demonstrate that some of the Chinese traditions saw the system of tying knots as the direct forerunner of writing. Version 2, from 8 trigrams to tying knots to writing. Xu Shen once said, therefore, he began to concrete the 8 trigrams. He refers to Fu Xi. He began to create the eight trigrams so that the laws of the nature can be perpetuated. By the time of Shen Nong, the system of tying knots was used to govern affairs. Cang Jie, the official in charge of historiography by the reign of Emperor Huang, was the first person to create the writing. Version 3, from 8 trigrams to numbers. In Hou Han Shu, there is a very concise four-word sentence, Shu Ben Miao Hu, meaning numbers. Numbers are based on the ends of the wooden or bamboo chip counters. To paraphrase, scriptographs standing for numbers derived their outer forms from the wooden or bamboo chip counters which had been in use for counting or for drawing the eight trigrams and hexagrams. Numbers are integral part of writing system. So the development from joining trigrams and hexagrams to numbers means the development from joining trigrams and hexagrams to writing. The original forms of the numbers of the Chinese writing system from 1 to 8 were respectively so, which were unmistakably based on the forms as were seen when performing the 8 trigrams and hexagrams. Version 4, from carving to writing. So carving and writing were two devices for keeping records. So we have a statement such as this: at that time, writing was not practiced. Only carvings on wood were used to record contracted transactions. Or the Turks did not have a writing. They carved the wood, serving as contract. This shows that the carvings on wood and the writing were originally two distinct devices for keeping records. The former was chronologically earlier, leading in some cases to the advent of the letter. Now we have seen that only the ancient Chinese documents touched upon the forerunners of writing, offering various interpretations. On the contrary, there was no mention at all of forerunners of writing in the Sumerian and Egyptian documents. The reason is evident. While the Sumerians and the ancient Egyptians ascribed the invention of writing to their gods, who possessed the ability to create things by words spoken by the tongue, the ancient Chinese scholars ascribed the invention of writing to their cultural heroes, who were able to maintain traditions and customs by innovation. In nature, gods are supernatural. Heroes are human. Gods create. Heroes innovate. Changing the system of tying knots from tying knots to the system of writing or creating cryptographs for numbers on the basis of wooden or bamboo chip counters are, in essence, innovations or improvements done on the basis of forerunners. In a word, to the Sumerians and the Egyptians, the invention of writing was a single act, but to the Chinese ancient scholars, it was a procedure. Now, about the social function of writing, because of time constraint, I will only say a few words about the Mesopotamian case. From Emeka and the Lord of Arata, we learned that Emeka wrote words on the tablet. At the moment when the messenger was not able to remember what he was told, by writing words down on a tablet, Emeka was helping the messenger remember these words. Here the mnemonic function of writing is self-evident, but this is not the only implied message. It tells us too that spoken words can be written on tablet with nail-like graphs, which means in our expression that writing is a system of intercommunication by means of conventional visible marks. The composition we are quoting was composed around 2100 BC. That would mean the Sumerians recognized this function of writing at least 4,000 years ago. Besides these, another function of writing was also involved in the Emeka story. The tablet with writing was taken to Arata, a place far away from Uruk. It was presented to the Lord of Arata so that he got to know what Emeka had to say. This contains the message that writing was used to transmit information, and the transmission was not restrained by time and space. To sum up, the function of writing seen from the Emeka story is threefold. First, writing could serve as an aid to memory, that is, it was a mnemonic. Second, writing could record language. Third, writing could transmit information unrestrained by time and space. Now we have seen that the interpretation of the origins of the early writing systems from the three ancient civilizations carry cultural features, time brand, and a unique way of exposition for each. The Sumerians expressed their ideas by telling stories, burying their comments and interpretations in the plot of the story. The ancient Egyptians connected the origin of writing with the creation of the world, regarding writing not only as a set of pictographs recording language, but also as something that was able to bring the world in order. The Chinese scholars regarded their writing system as something of a secular origin, and focused their attention mainly on a process leading to the emergence of writing and on the social function of writing. The way they observed the things around them carried a strong color of historical materialism. In the 21st century BC, when the Sumerians composed the literary works in which their view on the origin of writing was exposed, the cuneiform writing had undergone a history of more than a millennium. Its beginning was already buried in the darkness of memory. The scribes even did not know the basic fact that the cuneiform scriptographs with which they wrote messages on tablets were not of cuneiform at all at the beginning. From this we see that they did not know much more about the history of their writing system than we do now. On the contrary, with the aid of modern technology, we possess even a better knowledge about their writing system than they did. Nevertheless, we cannot mock at our ancient counterparts who may have lived in a time where the oral tradition of epic tales and mythical stories was still alive. They may have been the inheritors of these oral traditions. So, in this sense, their comments and interpretations are incomparably valuable. It is the same with the Chinese and Egyptian cases. Thank you very much. So for this question, it's about the writing development in Chinese history. I'm not expert in Chinese history, so this is co-authored paper. I will ask my colleague, Professor He, to answer, but perhaps after the meeting, because Professor Ge does not speak English. I will discuss with him and let him give you a reply. Yeah? So I'm not...
Is there any proof that the knot system existed longer than the origin of script in China? Because in Mesopotamia we know that the token system was continued up till the middle of the second millennium BC. And there's also a term in Sumerian called narik, which means to collect stones, which apparently refers to the token system. It's used for collecting dead animals, for logs of trees, and for assemblies of human people. So is there a proof in China that it continues, is continued to knot system?
This is again a question about the Chinese case. I will also do the same, to ask Professor He to give you authoritative answer, after that. But for me, I don't know, tie knots, we have no substantial evidence, only textual evidence. But I will ask Professor He to answer, to give you authoritative answer.
Professor Gong, another one you're going to have to refer to your colleague, but you used the word shu qi. You referred several times to shu qi, and the first time you it's from, you said writing with cut edges, writing with cut edges. Well, then if you say writing with cut edges, it is a kind of writing. But I want to pursue exactly what is shu qi. Is it writing, or is it some kind of method of engraving or carving? Because in the I Ching passage, you translated it as writing. So what is it?
This is also, I have discussed it with Professor Ge. Formerly, originally, or in early documents, shu qi was used together to mean writing. In later documents, they were regarded as a separate devices for keeping records. But whether we really have two stages in the Chinese history, I don't really know, but I also will ask Professor He Gua to give you an answer to this question after that, okay? I'm not quite sure whether I have got the question right, but I have a little bit difficulty to understand the question. So I do not know how to answer it. I don't know whether, perhaps I should answer it in this way. As I said, the Sumerians did not develop any theories about the origin of early writing systems. They are telling stories only. But this is our understanding how they solve this problem. We analyzed from the story what they might have thought, but they have not clearly say they are formulated their theories. They do not have a theory. This is our only analysis from storytelling.